com. And here to bring us up to date is Sharon Allsath. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Well, today marks the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. WFYI's Sam Clement spoke to an Indianapolis resident who was there.
Reverend Richard Hamilton followed the work of Dr. King well before the famous March on Washington.
And had really, really found in him a new voice that was very important in this country.
So when the opportunity presented itself to hear this new voice speak in the nation's capital, Hamilton eagerly jumped on a bus leaving from Indianapolis.
It was not a new exposure to hear King on that day, but it was so worthwhile to me, and that really has been formative for me.
Hamilton says hearing the speech in person, along with 250,000 others who came to the Lincoln Memorial to march for peace, changed him for the rest of his life.
That day, people were energized. They saw one another, and they went home from this huge company of people saying, we're not alone working on this down here in Georgia or in Tennessee or in Indiana. You know, you had the feeling that this is the voice of the future.
He says not everything changed that day, but the speech inspired progress, and Hamilton believes if King were alive today, he'd focus on income inequality.
There is enormous wealth in this country, but it's become shifted more and more to the people that already have it. The King would have been zeroed right in on that.
For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Today from 2 to 4 p.m., WFYI Public Radio will air an NPR News special on the 50th anniversary of the King's speech. Mayor Greg Ballard and City Public Safety Director Troy Riggs are back from a trip to Washington and a meeting with President Barack Obama. Ballard was one of 18 mayors who met with the president and Attorney General Eric Holder Tuesday to discuss youth violence and ways to prevent it. Prosecutors say an Indianapolis pastor defrauded Latinos by posing as an attorney and taking payments in immigration cases. Jorge Lopez Chinchilla has been charged with 5 counts of theft, 4 counts of forgery, and 1 of corrupt business influence. He's accused of accepting money intended to pay bonds for people being held by immigration in Chicago. Parks in central Indiana are increasingly adapting to meet the needs of people with disabilities. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the work being done by Carmel Clay Parks and Recreation.
Founders Park at the corner of 116th and Hazeldale Parkway is the newest park to open in Carmel and the latest to feature 100% accessibility for all kids and families. The park features smooth surfaces and ramps for wheelchairs, swings for children with special needs, and activities for sight and hearing impaired kids. Brooke Tafflinger, inclusion supervisor with Carmel Clay Park, says the Monon Center also allows the opportunity to develop unique programs.
We utilize the water park all the time with different programs for socialization. We have adaptive flow rider, so our new simulated surfing machine and bodyboarding. We do an adaptive program out there for individuals with disabilities.
Tafflinger says the department is working to develop its latest park with features to engage children on the autism spectrum. Parks in Carmel have long been striving to meet and exceed the federally mandated standard that is parts of the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can add other local parks to a growing database at npr.org/playgrounds. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
A judge overseeing a triple murder trial has banned testimony that a former Indiana State trooper molested his 5-year-old daughter, calling the claim speculation without enough evidence to support it. The ruling will prevent prosecutors from offering testimony that was key to David Cam's second conviction in the September 2000 slayings of his wife, son, and daughter. WFYI weather through Friday, mostly sunny. Today's high 93. Highs tomorrow and Friday near 90. Saturday through Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with isolated showers and storms. Highs Saturday and Sunday near 90. Monday's high about 86. Right now, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allsett.
Okay, Sharon, thanks.